Penguin Random House Audio presents Triggers, Creating Behavior That Lasts, Becoming the Person You Want to Be by Marshall Goldsmith and Mark Ryder. This is the author, Marshall Goldsmith. This book is dedicated to Avery Reed Schreiner and Austin Marshall Schreiner, my new twin grandchildren. They represent my hope for the future. Introduction. My colleague Phil tripped down his basement steps and landed hard on his head. For a few moments, as he lay on the floor, his arms and shoulders tingling, he thought he was paralyzed. Too wobbly to stand up, he sat against a wall and assessed the damage. The tingling in his limbs meant that he still retained feeling, a good thing. His head and neck were throbbing. He could feel blood trickling down his back from a lacerated scalp. He knew that he needed to go to an ER so they could clean up the wound and check for broken bones and internal bleeding. He also knew he was in no shape to drive himself. It was a Saturday morning. Phil's wife and grown sons were not home. He was alone in his quiet suburban house. He pulled his cell phone out to call for help. As he scrolled through the names, he realized he didn't have a single friend nearby whom he felt comfortable calling in an emergency. He'd never made an effort to know his neighbors. Reluctant to call 911, since he wasn't gushing blood or having a heart attack, Phil tracked down the home number of a middle-aged couple a few houses away and dialed. A woman named Kay answered, someone he acknowledged on the street but had rarely spoken to. He explained his situation, and Kay rushed over, entering Phil's home through an unlocked back door. She found Phil in the basement, helped him to his feet, and drove him to the local hospital.